Greetings, and welcome back to another, an ongoing series of Shirim HaDaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet. Continuing with our analysis of Mishnah Bet, in the middle we have the line, HaKol Shochtin U'Leolam Kol Shochtin U'Vakol Shochtin. And these three general statements will be understood in one way, and then we're going to turn it around a little bit. HaKol Shochtin, in the first Mishnah, referred to the slaughterers. Here we're interpreting as hakol bishchita, meaning all have to be slaughtered, which is a very strange statement. Vafilu of. Now, the only way that we could sort of make head or tails of this statement is that it means that anything that has to be killed to be eaten has to be done bishchita. And the idea is afilu of, and that could be taken whether we take the position that shchitat of is mina Torah or midrabanan, which we're going to see the discussion later on, either way. Leolam shochtin. Now, what does leolam shochtin mean? Mantana. So we're going to have machlok at Rabbi and Rav Yosef, but they really both focus on the same meaning. Leolam shochtin means shchita is a mitzvah that continues forever. So Rama Rabba, his first take is Rabbi Shmaili. We're going to find a machlok at Rabbi Shmaili and Rabbi Kiva about two different things that end up sort of overlapping. The Tanya. Basically, the permission that God gives us that when you come to the land and God widens or broadens your border and you have a large land, then you can eat meat even just for your own interest and not as a korban. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Labakatu El Hatir Lam Basar Ta'ava. This pasuk is coming to allow them something they were not allowed before, which is Basar Ta'ava. When they were in the desert, they had to eat any meat they wanted to eat, had to be brought as a korban. Now that there's exile, I might think they should go back to their original isur and not be able to eat meat that wasn't slaughtered, that wasn't brought as a korban. Therefore, the Mishnah says, the Olam Shochtin, now that's not Rabbi Shmuel's words, that's Rabba's words. He said that the lurking behind our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, and therefore it says, the Olam Shochtin, meaning Shchita continues past the Churban. Matkif to Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef turned to Rabba and said, Hi, the Olam Shochtin v'ochlin ba'ilei. The Mishnah should then say, we could continue to Shecht and eat forever. Plus, think about it reasonably. Why was there originally a prohibition of basar ta'ava? Should have covered the Mishkan because they were very close to the Mishkan. Let them bring a korban. So, my time, Ishtaru, why did the Torah allow it when they came into the land? Tavum rachaki Mishkan, because they were far away from the Mishkan, so they couldn't bring a korban. Now the Mishkan is very far in that it doesn't exist. So Rav Yosef doesn't like the Rabbah's suggestion that our Mishnah is informed by Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rav Yosef, Rabbi Akiva, but Rav Yosef does agree with Rabbah that Leolam means forever. And he says it really is based upon the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, when you're far away, and that's picking up on the next pasuk after Rabbi Shmuel's, you shall slaughter your herd and your flock far away. He comes from the opposite perspective. He says that until now it was permissible to eat meat, which you were allowed to eat for your own pleasure. You were allowed to eat it by just stabbing it or shooting it or doing whatever you wanted to it. Now you have to do shchita. Nechira literally means stabbing. Now that was prohibited. I might think that now that we're exiled from the land, we might go back to our original heter and be able to just kill animals and eat them. That's why the Mishnah says, the Olam Shochtin, not we may continue to do it, as Rabbah would have it, but rather we are still obligated to do it. Now, what's the machloket? Rabbi Kiva says that there was never a prohibition of basar tava. In the desert, you could eat meat without bringing it as a korban. And he has the opposite position, says, the minute the Torah was given, we were not allowed to eat any meat without proper shchita. And the only thing is whether or not we could eat meat as a non-korban. So, according to Bishmael, I understand, in the Torah introduces korbanot in the midbar, it assumes shchita. Says you have to slaughter the calf. the bull. Elo Rabbi Akiva, my v'shachat. Why does it say that in the desert? The answer is kodshim shani. Rabbi Akiva would agree, if you're bringing a korban, you can't do nechira, you have to do shechita. However, if you're eating it for yourself, you don't have to. When Moshe says to Hashem, how can I feed them if we slaughter all of the flock and herd? It still won't be enough for them. Why did it say Yishachet? According to that, Moshe should have said, if we stab all of them, bite them, whatever it is, just kill all the animals, why did it say Vishachat? The answer is, the answer is because they would refer to just killing an animal as shchita. The word shchita was a less formal word and just a generic word meaning to kill an animal for eating purposes. Okay. Now, bishtumah v'bishmael, again, v'bishmael comes out better. If you do shchita of a chayar oaf, where there's a mitzvah of kisui adam, and we're going to have this in the sixth parak in our masachet, not so soon, but we'll have it in the sixth parak. If you do shchita and it becomes a nevela, you messed up, or you stab it, or you pull out the simanim. Patur mi lechasot, you don't have a mitzvah of kisui hadam. Why is there no mitzvah of kisui hadam? Because according to Mishmael, this was never in history a valid kind of shechita. Rabbi Akiva, my patur mi lechasot. According to Akiva, why not? After all, once it was a proper shechita, so there should be something at least half you have to give the dam. Maybe you can't eat the animal. The answer is all v'itzar itzar. Rabbi Akiva would say, once the Torah prohibited it, then it became totally asur, but until then it was mutar. Now, based on Rabbi Akiva, demar basar ta'avalo itzar klal. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva's position, not about nechira, but about basar ta'ava that was always permitted, ha'nichtivach kasher yachil tasviv atayal kentochalanu. What does the Torah say in that same context about eating basar ta'ava? When you come to the land and you have this broad border, you can eat, and you can eat it just like you eat the deer and the gazelle. Right? Now, that means that deers and gazelles were originally eaten fine, meaning you could eat animals without bringing them as a korban. But according to him, we think no animal was permitted to be eaten except as a korban. And the answer is actually quite straightforward. The only thing the Torah really prohibited as far as basar ta'ava was animals that was an animal that could be brought as a korban. You can't bring a gazelle or a deer as a korban. It's a chaya. So lo asar achmana, that you could always eat. Which means now Rabbi Ishmael says that the flock and the herd were not allowed to be eaten except as a korban until we came to the land. Then there was a permission to eat it. Okay, by Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah now asks the following question. We've sort of settled this issue, temporarily or tentatively, we've settled this issue that Leolam Shochtin means we shecht forever, and either according to Rabba it means we shecht forever and can continue to eat basar ta'ava per Rabbi Shmuel, or we are still obligated to shecht per Rabbi Akiva, and that's Rabbi Yosef's take. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, he's asking a question according to Rabbi Akiva. If Rei Basar Nechira Shechnisu Yisrael La'imahen La'aretz, let's say you brought meat that you would, according to Rabbi Akiva, you were allowed to just kill the animal any which way. And let's say you had a piece of meat that you brought with Yehoshua crossing the Yarden. What's the status? Now, the question is, now that you've come into the land, are you not allowed to eat the meat? Or because when you killed the animal, that was permissible, the meat is still okay. So we step back and say, Eimat, where are you in the process? Elam Meshava Shekiv Shu, if it's in the first 7 years when you crossed, when you're going to battle, Meshavar Tamesh Terulu, they were even allowed to eat Chazer. The Torah says you're going to come to the land, you're going to find all sorts of good stuff. And what's the famous drasha on that? Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Amar Rav, katlei de chazir, it means the shoulders of chazir, which means that when you're at war, you're allowed to eat all that stuff at that particular war. So basar nechira mibaya, certainly you could eat meat that was permitted to you, but now you cross the border. Elachar mikan, it must be after those 7 years, which is a little strange to have meat from 8 years ago that were pieces, and now you're wondering whether you could eat it. We don't have to make the question so strange. It could be during the first 7 years. What did the Torah permit? The bounty of the vanquished pagans. But if we have stuff that's not kosher, it doesn't mean during the war it's kosher. Okay, so the answer is teku, and Rabbi Yirmiyah left it as a question. Now, Rabbah turns around and says this entire direction of inquiry is wrongheaded. Amar Rabba, Shaneta Hakol Shochtin Uleolam Shochtin. You've solved Hakol Shochtin, which at the beginning of this podcast we said means all are subject to Shechita. Leolam Shochtin, you said all things are subject to Shechita forever. But Bakol Shochtin, Mashmah Shanetle, how are you going to answer the third of those phrases, which is you could shecht with anything? You think it means what the next line means, which means you can use a reed and a glass and a rock and a glass and a reed. But it's parallel to the first two. Hakol shochtin, le'olam shochtin, bakol shochtin. And now, ihanach b'shochtin, if those first two are talking about the slaughterers, hainam b'shochtin, then this one's also slaughterers, which means a slaughterer can use glass, etc. But the first two, we said, were about the animals. Vihanach b'nishchatin, and if it's the way that we interpreted so far, that hakol shochtin means all animals are subject, and le'olam shochtin means all animals are always subject to shechita, hanam mishchatin, then bakol shochtin should also be about the animals, which doesn't make any sense. Allah Amar Rava, Rava turns around and says, this interpretation is all wrong. Hakol shochtin is like hakol shochtin in Mishnah Aleph. And why are there two of them? Chad alatuye kute, chad alatuye Yisrael mishuamad. And that, by the way, if you call, in the first discussion in our Gemara, Rava suggested both of those, that a kuti can do shechita and Yisrael mishuamad can do shechita. Let me give him a proper knife. Now, what is le'olam shochtin? It means bein bayom, bein balayla. It just means you could do shechita, day or night. Bein Rosh Hagag, bein Rosh Hasfina, as we have a braita. And bakol shochtin, bein betzur, bein geschud, bein kumit shochaneh. Which means that these things are all talking about the shochet. Anybody can do shechita, even those questionable guys. You can do shechita at any time of day or night, and it has nothing to do with forever and basar nechira and basar ta'ava. And you can use any material, except for the two that are mentioned in our Mishnah, plus the Shiraim and Tziporin. So now we have a little bit of a tangent on that. Avod Shmuel, pagam v'shader. He would take a knife and bend it or break it in some way, mess it up, and send it to Israel to see which pagam they would find a problem with. Shalchule kimgirashaninu. And they sent back and said, the proper Mishnah is anything that's like a saw, which means it has teeth, it's pagum. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Sakin sheish ba pgimot tarbe, if you have a knife that has lots of teeth or things, tidon kim gera, then it's like a saw, it's pasul. V'she'in ba'el b'gimachad, if it only has one, so ogeret, which means that there's like a piece that goes in, and at both edge of that, there's a sharp little tooth, like a V, then psula. Misuchsechet, but it's misuchsechet, which means on one side it's a V and the other one is smooth, it kind of curves down, then ksherat. Hechidam ogeret, hechidam misuchsechet, so they ask, what are those two things? Well, those are ogeret mishtei ruchot, misuchsechet miruachachat, as I explained. Now, maishtam mishtei ruchot, why do we say that if it's like a V where there's a clip at both sides, a cut at both sides, it's no good? The Morsha Kama Machlish, the first, when you run one way, it softens the Siman. Morsha Batra Bazan on the way back, or the second one, sorry, cuts it and tears it instead of cutting it, it tears it. So, Miruach Achat Nami, even if it's a Mesuchsechet and only on one side, Chorfet a Sakina Machlish, the strength of the knife weakens it, and Morsha Bazan, the one cut part, will cut it. So the answer is the kaim aresha de sakina. If this thing is at the top of the knife, so sof ki az the machlisha ki atabaza. So when you go one way, you weaken it. When you come back, because molichumevi, you tear it. The answer is going shalich v'loivi. Misuchsechet will only work if you go one direction, and that one direction has to be the direction where the smooth side is. And think about the easiest way for in contemporary terms to think about it is the protections they have at the exit of certain parking lots, where the spokes go in one direction. You can drive on that all day and not have a problem, but if you back up, you'll tear your tires. The same sort of thing. Okay, Amarava Gimel Midot Pesakin. So now to summarize it, there's three types of knives as far as pagum. Ogeret, one that has the V, lo yishchot. V'mshachat sheshchit to psulat, pasul. Misuchsechet, lo yishchot pa lachatchila. Lachatchila, you shouldn't use it. Shachat shechitato kshira, if you did shechita with the misuchsechet in the right direction, only one way, it's valid. Olevi or Eba Sakina. If on the other hand the knife is simply wavy but not cut, meaning it doesn't have a straight blade, you can use it the chatchila. We don't care that it be straight. Ravuna Beredu Rav Nechemi Ravashi Amar Lan Mishmei De Rava. You quoted Rava telling us Mesuch Sechet Psula. Vaha Mesuch Sechet Shira. Rava said that Mesuch Sechet's valid. So Lokasha Kancho Lichve Vi Kancho Lichve Loivi. If you go in both directions, it's invalid because on the way back you cut it on the sharp part. If you only went in one direction, it's valid. Ravacha Beredu Rav Avi Ravashi says Damya Lasasa Amai. What if it's like a grain beard, which means that it's kind of bumpy? I'd love to eat meat like that, which means it's totally valid. Bumpy is not the problem. Sharp is the problem. So now, sort of a new piece. He says, how do we know that you have to check the knife? Shaul tells the people during the night after his famous oath that nobody could eat, and then that night they started eating animals. So he said, bring them over here to this mizbeach that I've made, this makeshift mizbeach. Ushchatetem bazet. Bazet literally means in this place. But we're reading it as bazet, meaning look at this knife. I'm checking this knife and you can use it. Now, pshita kevin chinakav trefa by abdika. Now, think about this. If you make a hole, it's a trefa, so obviously you got to check it. So the chacham kamrina, what we mean is how do we know that a chacham has to see it? We already established from Yochanan's name that that's a formality. The answer is midorabon krav masmachta baalmehi. So this pasuk from Shmuel is not the source; it's an asmachta, which means as follows: the fact that you have to check a sakin at all—that's clear in Doraita, because otherwise you make a treifa. And the fact that a chacham has to see it—that's alluded to in this pasuk, but certainly not a firm source. But Marava bad kila b'shimshai in Eretz Yisrael, they would go out and check it in the sun, either by sunlight or by standing it up and using a sundial to see if it was straight. Ben Hardea Bad, being uninterrupted, Ben Hardea Bad Kulab Maya, they'd put it on the water, see if there were ripples. Sheshet, remember, who was blind, Badaklab Reish Lishne, he would put it on the tip of his tongue to see if it was straight and no cuts. Achaba Yaakov Badaklab Chuta Sara, he would put a hair lengthwise on it to see if it tore. Basura Amri, in Surah they said the following, Bisra Achla, its job is to cut meat. Bisra Liv Dekasa, use meat to check it. Cut some meat with it and see if the meat cuts straight. Rapapa tzricha b'dika abisra ve'atufra ve'atre gisne is probably the proper girsa. He said you have to check it on meat, like on the tongue, and on your fingernail, same thing, and on its two sides. Amar, meaning the two slopes of the blade. Amar l'avina l'avashi. Amar l'an rav sama b'reidu rav m'shashay mishmach. He quoted you as saying, to Amar l'mishmei d'rava, that you quoted Rava as saying, tzricha b'dika abisra v'atufra v'atlata ruchata. You need to check on flesh and then check on a fingernail, and it has to be checked on all three sides, as it were. Amar le bisra tufra amri. One version is what Rashi said. I did say that about flesh and the fingernail. Tlatu ruchata amri. I didn't say all three sides. Ikad amri abisra tufra tlatu ruchata amri. Or the other version was, he said all of that. Mishrena Rava lo amri, but I didn't quote Rava saying it. It was my own thing. Ravina Rav Acha bre du Rava havu yatvi kamer Ravashi. Again, students in front of Ravashi. Aitu sakin lekamer Rav Ashi leave the car. They brought him a knife to check. Amar le the Rav Acha b'redi Rava. So he said to the student, "Bidka, you check it. Badka atufra bisra v'tata ruchata." He checked all three of them, on flesh and on his fingernail and on the different sides. Amar le yasher. Rav Ashi said, "Good job." V'chenem Rav Kana. Then Rav Kana also said, "You have to do all that." Rav Yemar atufra bisra tzricha atlata ruchata lo tzricha. But Rav Yemar said, "You don't need all the sides." Why? And I'll prove it. Go back to the very beginning of our Masechet. Remember, if you white heated a knife and you used it for shechita, shechitato kshera, it's valid. Shechidudah kodol libuna, because the contact happens before the heat. V'kashlan ha'ikat stadin, and we asked, what about the sides of the knife that don't have contact but yet are hot? We said when you shecht, it opens up wide, and therefore the sides don't touch it. Same thing here, and therefore you don't have to check the sides. There's three kinds of things that have a pegima. Pegimat etzim b'pesach, that is a deficiency in a bone on the Pesach, which would be a violation of lo etzim lo tishpruvo. Pegimat ozim b'bechor, even an ear of a bechor behema, if it's missing then a certain amount, then the Kohen can now eat it as a Baal Mum. And Kumat Mum Bekodshim, general Mum as far as Kodshim goes. also a knife. Why did Rav Shimon Lakish not mention that? Bechulam lo kamay. He was only talking about things in the world of kodshim. Bechulam kimatan kadem began on mizbeach. All three or four of these, what's the shear? The same amount as begimat mizbeach as a deficiency in the mizbeach. We dealt with the mizbeach pagum back in Zvachin. Bechulam kimatan mizbeach. How much is that? Kadesha tachkor bat siporin. Enough that if you would run your fingernail on it, it would catch because there's something not smooth. That's a very small amount. We have a brayta that says, how much is Pekiyat HaMizbeach? Shema Yochai Omer Tefach. As we have a whole Tefach missing, was Menyak Omer Kezayit. So Lokasha, Ha Besida, Ha Ba'avna. Which most Rishonim understand, that Besid, which is not the essential Mizbeach, it could be up to a Tefach or Kezayit. The rock, which is the essential Mizbeach, it has to be much less. There is one opinion of Rishonim that reverses it. Ravuna, hai tavcha de lo sar sakina kame chacham. If you have a shochet who does not let a chacham, doesn't bring his sakin to a chacham, mishamtinan le, we throw him in chayram. For Rav Amar, we do worse, ma'avrinan le, we fire him. Zinan abisur de trefa, and we announce that his meat is trefa. Velo pligi, they're not disagreeing. Kan mishim seit sakino yafe. If we check afterwards and see that his knife is okay, then we just throw him in chayram for his acting with umbrage towards the court. But if it turns out his knife is no good, then we have to do all that other stuff. What are you talking about? When we find that his knife is no good, we put the meat, we shove it into dung. We don't even let him sell it to a non-Jew. So that can't be a resolution to those two opinions. They must really disagree. So now is the story. There was a certain shochet who didn't honor Rav Barchinna by showing him his knife. Shabte ve'avre ve'achriz abisur treifa. He did the whole number, as Rava said. He threw in chayram, and he fired him, and he announced it was treifa. He called him arzutra of Rav Ashi legabe. So two students came to him. Amar lohu, he said, le'anu rabba memilte. Check into this. The talube tafli, because little kids depend on it, meaning that this shochet is little kids who depend on their father making a living. Badka Rav Ashi the Sakirim said Yafer. Rav Ashi checked the knife, saw that it was good. V'achshere, and he said, this guy's stuff is all good. You can buy it. The Marzutra v'lolech l'shmar l'sav. Aren't you worried about the old man's honor? Amar le shlichute kavdinan. I'm doing a shlichute. He asked me to look into it. I looked into it. Amar Rav Barhuna. Shein tlusha v'tzipor tlusha. This goes back to our Mishnah. If you have a fang that's been separated, or a nail of an animal that's been separated, mutar lishchot pa lechatchila. Lechatchila, you may use them. In the end of our Mishnah listed teeth and fingernail as being pasul. They shouldn't hook in because they tear and they don't cut. Shena shen lokasha. We can answer the fang because ha bechada ha betarte. If you have a single one, it cuts. If you have two, then it tears. So the one in the Mishnah is shinayim in the plural. And the nail is very easy. In the Mishnah, we're talking about one that's still on the hand. But here, it's one that's been separated. It's like a tool. And as long as it's smooth and sharp and does the job. Okay, we will pause at this point, pick it up in the next Mishnah, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.